Is physical attraction important in a marriage? The answer is yes, but I'll explain further what that means in this video. You see, physical attraction is part of the four areas of attraction that we talk about at Marriage Helper. We call it the PIES: physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual. The P-I-E-N-S stands for PIES. And these are the four ways in which we can focus on becoming our most attractive self. And also, it's the four ways in which other people are attracted to us. Now, in the majority of situations, thinking back to when you and your spouse started dating, you both likely saw each other first, and there was something physically that attracted you to each other. That's typically how it works, although it doesn't have to. A lot of times when people meet on online dating sites, maybe they don't see each other's pictures first and they start by talking. And that is perfectly fine too. It's not that one is right and the other is wrong. It simply kind of guides you through how people tend to be attracted to others. Physically, we tend to see someone we think is cute, hot, whatever. And when it wants to, it leads us to want to get to know them better, which leads us to intellectual attraction. Intellectual attraction is when we have shared interests with another person. It's really about enjoying talking to the other person, having enough in common that you understand life in similar ways and you like talking to each other. Emotional attraction is all about, does this person evoke emotions within me that I enjoy feeling? And we tend to begin to see this after we get to know someone. We get to know their likes, their hobbies, their interests, what they don't like. And then they begin to kind of take down the wall. We begin to see more about them. We go on that fourth date where they yell at the waiter for getting their food wrong. And we begin to see more of how they're actually going to treat other people. And more importantly, how they're going to treat us. Are we going to like it or are we not? And then this leads us to spiritual attraction, which is about sharing a similar set of beliefs and values with another person. Are you passionate about the same things? Are you on the things that are really important to you in life? Are they respectful of you? Those are really important and get to the core of who we are. So then where does physical attraction fit into all of this? Is it just at the beginning? Is it just the first thing we see about a person that leads us to want to be attracted to them? Or is it important through the longevity of the marriage, till death do us part? Well, the short answer is physical attraction never stops being important. But the key to physical attraction isn't about trying to be on the cover of a magazine. The key of physical attraction is to try and look and feel the best that we can for our age and situation in life. So when you focus personally on how can I make sure that I'm getting good sleep, that I'm working out, that I'm eating healthy, and that that's leading me to look and feel the best for my age and situation in life, that's kind of all you need to do to check the box. And here's why. Because typically physical attraction is the most important part of attraction only to people who are looking for short-term, shallow relationships. It's like what I said earlier. There can be someone who is beautiful, handsome, muscular, on the cover of a magazine. But the more you get to know the person, the more you realize, we don't really even have anything in common. Or even worse, I don't like the way that I feel when I'm around them. I don't like the way that they treat other people. Or maybe you are so wildly different on the things that are most important to you in life that that is what ends up pushing you away. It's the other parts of attraction when it comes to relationships, especially emotional attraction, that end up being the most important part of attraction. So then how does this work? The other day, I received a message where someone asked me, what if you were never physically attracted to your spouse? And what do you do if you're not currently physically attracted to your spouse? Those are two separate questions, and I'm going to answer them in two separate ways. The first one, what if you were never physically attracted to your spouse? Here's how I would answer. Maybe you were never incredibly physically attractive. Maybe your spouse never was that person that you were just like drooling over looking at them in pictures. And that's okay, because as we said before, there were likely other attributes about your spouse that you found incredibly attractive that drew you towards them. You can think of this when you see, there was the show that used to be on TV. I think it was called like Beauty and the Beast or something like that. Not the Disney movie. It was another show. And it was a bunch of these beautiful supermodel girls who ended up kind of going on a dating reality show with a bunch of nerds. They were not the same level of attractiveness, in quotes, physically, but these beautiful supermodel women were attracted to other parts of them. They were attracted to them intellectually, emotionally, spiritually. And so the physical part they could kind of overlook because the rest of it was so taken care of. They felt very attracted to them in all of these other ways. And that's the goal here. How can we lead to be, or how can we work to be the most attractive that we can? Because it's the best thing for us, not just because it's the best thing for another person to accept us and be attracted to us, but because it's the best thing for us. So I would likely say maybe that's true. Maybe at the beginning of your marriage, there were these other things that were much higher. But I would push back a little and say you likely were physically attracted to some degree when you were dating, and you've just rewritten history, rewritten your memories because of other things that have happened, or maybe because your spouse has changed in their body composition or other different health metrics since you got married. So then at the end of the day, though, it doesn't really matter. Like going back and thinking about, well, was I actually physically attracted to my spouse when we were dating? It doesn't matter because you can't go back in time. So the question is, what can you do about it now? And then that leads to the second question. Well, what if I'm not currently physically attracted to my spouse? Ah, that is the bigger place to stop and think about it. Because you can't get, well, you could. You should not go to your spouse and say, you know what? I don't find you attractive anymore. I think you've gained weight, or I think that you're not focusing on your hygiene, or whatever it is. And in order for me to be physically attracted to you again, here's what you need to do. Please, for the love of all things good, do not do that. It will not go over well. It's not going to get you closer to your end goal of putting your marriage back in a healthier spot and being attracted to your spouse again. Ideally, it would be your spouse watching this video. That doesn't mean send it to them, but ideally it would be your spouse watching it saying, you know what? I do feel like this is an area in which I need to grow and I need to focus, but I'm not talking to them right now. I'm talking to you. So then what can you do? Ask yourself, how are you working on becoming the best physically attractive that you can be? Are you living a life of example? And how can you ensure that not through controlling behaviors, but through healthy behaviors that you are encouraging? Maybe if it's a wife who, maybe if it's the husband who asked this question and it's the wife who has struggled to go to the gym, she hasn't had time, maybe she has a bunch of young kids under the age of 5, then maybe what the husband could do to give her some time to go and have self-care or to go to the gym is either find a babysitter for the wife or stay home with the kids at a certain time during the day throughout the week so that the wife can go and do that. A lot of times it's not because in this situation, women or wives don't want to go and have all of those things, go to the gym, go for a run, go for a walk, whatever it is. It's because they feel like they don't have the time because there's so much of the burden of the household on them. And they feel guilty for taking the time away from the family or spending the money to get a babysitter. So ask yourself, if you're in this situation, or even if it's, you know, role reversed and you're the working wife and your husband is feeling that way. In any situation, ask yourself, am I supportive through my actions and my words of my spouse doing healthier behaviors? And then you can even, I mean, you can get down to like, how is the food environment in our house? Like, am I doing my part in making sure I'm bringing healthy foods in when, you know, if I'm going grocery shopping, what are those things I can do? We won't get too much more into the tactics on that, but if you do want to have more tactics on how you can work on becoming your most attractive self, then please be sure to check out my personal podcast and my YouTube page. The podcast is called It Starts With Attraction. The YouTube page is at Kimberly Beam Holmes. You can see all of that in the show notes below. But here's the bottom line. If you feel like you're not currently physically attracted to your spouse, that can be a difficult place to be because it's a sensitive subject. And there may come an appropriate time, depending on the stability and satisfaction in your marriage. Like if you have a good marriage with your spouse and you feel like you can be open and honest with each other and you have a good deal of trust built up with each other, maybe it is appropriate at some point for you to say, you know what? I would love for us to go and start working out together, or I would love for us to start going on a walk together. Again, you're not saying to them, I'm not attracted to you. You need to do X, Y, or Z for me to love you. That's the last message that you want to get across. So instead, look how you can facilitate things in for you both to do things together. And actually, when you look at the research, one of the things that a study that just came out last year showed was that what people found attractive about their significant other wasn't just, are they a certain weight or a certain BMI? Actually, what they found more attractive was, are they doing healthy habits? It was the process, the habits, the dedication, the discipline, the self-control that people ended up actually finding more attractive than the outcome of any of those things. So you can think through all of that as well. And then focus on the other parts of attraction. Do what you can to continue to connect in a positive way intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Because as we know, if you feel like the physical attraction is waning a bit, then perhaps it's time to focus on ramping up all of these other areas until the physical attraction catches up. This is a topic, not specifically physical attraction in marriage, but the pies are something that I am incredibly passionate about, because here's what I believe. I believe that at the end of the day, when we focus on becoming our best selves, that we show up healthier, more energized, clearer in all of our relationships. And it ends up leading to an effect that we have better relationships with the people in our lives. Instead of focusing on everything your spouse needs to be doing to change, what changed my life was focusing on what I needed to do to change. And ultimately, it ended up having an amazing impact on my marriage as well. So I encourage you to go and check out the It Starts With Attraction podcast. I have some of the most amazing guests on my show. We even do deep dives into certain subjects on solo episodes where I'm going through research that's recently come out on different topics like anxiety, sleep, relationships, so many things. And check out the YouTube channel and subscribe there and here. Subscribe here at Marriage Helper and then go over and subscribe at Kimberly Beam Holmes so that you never miss new content that's coming out.